Baba Basarberg test Mishnayud. Nafal Abayas Allah Val Imov. The house fell on him and his mother. Elu ve'elu modim she'ach loku. Tanakama holds that even Beis Hillel agrees that everything gets divided. And the Rav says the difference with this case, why Beis Hillel agrees, is because here you don't have a muchzak really. Because here, both sides are coming mitoras Yerusha. They're both saying that I should yarshin it. Nobody's a muchzak more than the next person. Because like the Rav says in the previous Mishnayos, there are nechosim that the Baal is more muchzak, and there are nechosim that the Isha is more muchzakes. But here, everybody's muchzak in the cheskes Isha because she's an almana. That's the case here. She's an almana, because if she had a husband, then the husband would yarshin her. So in this case in the Mishnah, she's an almana. And the question is, this almana, did her son die first? So he never inherited anything from her. And if her son died first and never inherited from her, and then she died, whatever she had would go to her father and his family. And if she died first, then her son inherits from her. And then her son's family would receive everything from the son. Now, this is different. The Gemara says that if he dies first, we just said that the son never inherited anything, and now if she dies, her family gets it. And the Gemara says, though, here you don't say that the son that's dead in the kever yarshins his mother's stuff. That we have a concept that we said in the previous Mishnayos, that the son yarshins from the kever to yarshin to his children. So really it should go after her dead son's son, meaning her grandson from her dead son. We don't say that, because we don't say that by a mother to his son. That's what Gemara says. So that's why the other side is that if he dies first, that's it. It just goes to her father's side. But the point is that nobody's more muchzik than anybody else, so therefore, Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai that they divide everything. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Maidani Bazeh Shah Nechasim Beches Gassan. Rabbi Akiva says, I agree on this, that the Nechasim should be Beches Gassan, meaning Beis Hillel. Rabbi Akiva is saying that Beis Hillel is arguing on this. Just like Beis Hillel said in the previous Mishnah, Nechasim Beches Gassan, that Beis Hillel disagreed with Beis Shammai. And what is Nechasim Beches Gassan? Becheskas Yarshe Mina Av, the Rav says. That there is a chazaka here more to her father's side. Because they had a cheskes Yerusha while she was alive. Because she came from that shevet. And when her husband died, she goes after the shevet of her father. And her grandsons, the Achronim explained, don't really have a din Yerusha to her. There's really no relationship, even though they're her grandsons. Legabe Yerusha, there's no relationship to her directly. It just happens to be that if she dies, then the Yerusha goes to her son, and that, through her son, that's the only din of Yerusha that the grandchildren have. But it's not directly to her. So really, the more muchzuk is her father, because that's a direct Yerusha while she's alive. So there's a chazuk of Yerusha for the father more than the grandson. Amar lo Benazai ala chalukin on mitzdarin. Benazai says to Rabbi Akiva, on the different machloikis of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, it's already causing us pain. Ela shepos lachlok alinu asashoven. And now finally we have a case where Beis Hillel agrees with Beis Shammai, and you're trying to make another machlokes on the case that we're trying to say that they agree. But here the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva.